I'd like you to give a Unity of New York welcome to our sister, Jackie Woodside.
Thanks, man. Good morning, Unity of New York. Where'd Leo go? Dude, how many of you want to be up here following him? I'm just saying. It's awesome to be here. Thank you. So as Lou was just saying, I wrote a book on time, right? Our relationship with time, because there's this thing that we have about time, and sometimes it's not the most high consciousness experience that we have, is it? What is it that you most often say about time? I don't have enough. Now, what's the first cousin of that? What do you most often say about money? So my next book, actually, I'm just starting it now, is on money, mindset, and the meaning of life. So I'm speaking from that book lately. I know, great topic, right? Because really, when we start looking at it, we know in the Unity Movement that everything is just energy. That time is just energy. That money is energy. We call money, we refer to it as currency, don't we? And yet, there's this currency that we sometimes don't always keep ourselves in the flow with. See, the currency is not the problem. Money is going to flow. Currency is going to flow. Why? Because there's no spot where God is not. And that means that God is in your relationship with money. The problem is that our consciousness somehow creates this sense of separation. And too many people, and I think too often in the Unity Movement I see this. I travel, as Lou just said, I travel around the country speaking at Unity churches, and too often I see there's this pervasive struggle in our relationship with money. So I love the topic. I love the topic because I really believe that God is everywhere waiting to be manifest more as you in life. See, money is just a conduit for what good you can do in the world. So I really believe this. I'm going to say some provocative things today, and I'll start early. We're getting along pretty good so far. I really believe that it's not only your spiritual charge to bring more money into your life, it is your spiritual responsibility to do that. Because all that money is a flow. All that money is a current of energy. And see, here's the problem. The current of energy that God is so huge. It's like huge. It's just this huge wind tunnel. It's expansive. It's as big as the universe, the energy that God is. And then there's how we live our lives. And we choke that flow of energy by our fears and our worries and our selfishness and our uncertainty and our lack of confidence. My friend Greg's here. He once said to me, this is one of the funniest things any of my students ever said. He took a course with me. He said, Jackie, taking a course with you is like drinking from a fire hydrant rather than a water hose. That's exactly how I want it to be. That's how I want to be in life, and that's how I want you to be in life. How? That you're drinking from the fire hydrant that God is. And then you're getting up and saying, give me more. Give me more, because the more that you can bring in and embrace, the more flow, the more currency that you have, the more that you are experiencing and transmuting God force energy back into this world, and that's what this world needs. I'm really passionate about what's happening in our world today, in our country, that there is, it seems to me anyway, this contraction of energy where there was once oneness and unity, there's now greater separation. And I say no. It's our responsibility to bring in more God, to bring out more God, for you to be living your life as your prayer. People say, Jackie, what's your favorite spiritual practice? My favorite spiritual practice is to make my life a living prayer. To have everything I do and everything I say, not just up here, but, you know, when I'm at my son's soccer game or when I'm out, you know, at my office with colleagues, no matter what I'm doing, I want to make my life a living prayer. So that's what I want to get into today. How do we do that? How do we make our lives our primary spiritual expression so that we're opening up that channel that God is, bringing more and more of that into our lives and putting more of that out into the universe. The first thing that I want to talk about is too often what I see with people, and I'm a professional coach and I do consulting, corporate consulting, so I'm kind of engaged with people a lot around what they're up to, what their goals are, right? And this is what I most often see, and think about yourself. When people have a goal and then they kind of move along and trying to approximate and getting to that goal, what happens when you get on the journey and then you fall short or it doesn't quite turn out? What do you say? What do you do? This is the play along part. What do you do when you like fall short? Give up. Yeah, what else? Disappointment. Yeah, what would you say? Reassess, try again, right? So here's what I want you to do. Woohoo! That was awesome! I'm one step closer than I was before. You've got to celebrate the journey. This is what it looks like when your life is working. There is no failure. There's no failure. There really isn't. There's just where you're going and how you're going to be toward getting there. I grew up in the Thousand Islands of upstate New York. Anyone know the Thousand Islands region? Don't tell anybody. Shh, don't tell anybody. It's gorgeous. New York Times last year did a segment in the travel section on the Thousand Islands. I was so bummed. I was like, now they're going to find out about us. So I still spend my summers in upstate New York, Thousand Islands region. It's gorgeous. It's absolutely God's country. And when I moved away from there, one of my goals was to have a waterfront home again. I grew up on the St. Lawrence River. It's the passageway between the Atlantic Ocean and the Great Lakes. It's just an extraordinary part of the country. And I wanted to have a waterfront home. So I moved away and got my jobs and whatnot. And then I was like, you know, I really want to move back toward that. And the first place that I moved to was in Newton, Massachusetts on Quinnebaquin Road. And if you walk across the road, through a parking lot, through a park, there was the Charles River right over there. And I said, yes, I'm getting closer. My next apartment was on Pond Street in Natick, Massachusetts. Yes! Now, the pond was down a block across the street over a park, and there was the pond. But I thought, yes, bringing that energy. Yes, I'm approximating my goal. I'm approximating my goal. My next little cottage that I rented was a waterfront home in Marlborough, Massachusetts. And if you know Marlborough, you'd be like, there's water in Marlborough? Yes, there is. Little waterfront cottage, and I was renting that. My next move, I purchased a house right across from that lake. And I had my waterfront home. Now, that whole process took about 5 years, but I believe that each time I'd move along, I'd approximate my goal. Now, the second thing that's inherent in that story, and that I think brings more God force energy into our lives, the second thing is, you gotta have a goal. You gotta have a vision for your life. Now remember, I said I was gonna say some provocative things. One of the things that I said is, I believe it is your spiritual responsibility to bring more money into your life. Why God force energy is expressed in one way as currency, as money. I further believe that how you bring more God force energy into your life is to get deeply in touch with what you desire. Because what you desire is desiring you. What you desire is not just a whim. Those longings that you have that don't go away, you know the ones I'm talking about? That is how God expresses as you. And you sit back like, oh, that can't really be mine because I'm not that, or I'm too young, or I'm too old, or I'm not sexy enough. Yes, you are. How do I know? Because you have that desire. In the Gnostic Gospel of Thomas, it says, what needs to come through you, when it comes through you, will save you. And what needs to be birthed through you, when you don't bring it forth, will destroy you. Somebody here today needs to hear that. Somebody here today needs to know that vision that you have for what's possible for your life, that right now feels too big and too scary, is exactly how God wants to express through you. See, God isn't like this puppeteer in the sky pulling strings and making decisions. No, how God expresses to you, through you, and in this world is by more and more people getting deeply in touch with your heart's desire and bringing that forth into the world. Being what I call your God self on earth. Being your God self on earth. That's what you're here to do. That's what you are here to make manifest in this world. Being your highest sense of self in your highest desire. I wanted to be a speaker for a number of years, and I went out, you know, one time, and I tried, and I failed, and I went out again, I tried, and I had a full-time job. I was working at a psychiatric hospital in central Massachusetts, and I was a director of an inpatient psychiatric unit. It was a deaf unit. I'm fluent in sign language. That was a lot of fun, and it was a great job, and I was young. I was in my 20s, and somewhere, you know, right around my 30th birthday, I just was like, I want to go out and be a speaker. I want to be a speaker, and, you know, so I went to the CEO, and I told him, I said, you know, it's going to be hard for you to hear, but I've decided that I want to go out and be a speaker. And he's 6'5", and he, like, looks down at me, and he's like, oh, those people are so full of themselves. Who do you think you are? And I failed. Now, if you were watching the movie of my life, you wouldn't say I failed. I went on. I started a private practice. I had a beautiful clinical degree, and had a private practice doing psychotherapy. So you wouldn't watch that movie and be like, oh, there's Jackie, she's failing. But I knew that what was in my heart's desire, what wanted to be expressed through me, was to be a speaker. But his words and my own insecurity, but it didn't go away. So I stayed with that vision each and every time. And, you know, 10, 15 years later, I tried again. And here I am. This is it. This is me living my dreams. I'm in New York with all of you. Right? Screw him. Who cares what he thinks? This is it. It stayed with me. See, that's how you know. My son's like, Mommy, you said a potty word. Sorry, honey. That's how you know those persistent dreams that feel like they're too big for you, that somebody might say, who do you think you are? That's the you that you need to make manifest. That's the you that you need to bring forth. So how do you do that? The third thing, and I'm just passionate about this one, not that I wasn't passionate about the other two, as you can probably tell, but I'm really passionate about this one. The third thing is the 4E formula. What you need to bring forth to manifest these desires, to bring and to really catch that God self-inspiration that wants to come through you is the energy of excitement, enthusiasm, and expectancy. Excitement, enthusiasm, and expectancy. You know, too often you catch that vision, right? Or you have that desire, and then you're like, yeah, but not me, not now. I'm not the right one. No! you will not be the right one so long as you say you're not the right one. I teach a course called Living a Transcendent Life. How haughty. Who teaches a course like that, right? So it's a great course. It's all about living in the highest levels of Christ consciousness. Living a transcendent life. And we took on a money section, a money manifestation section. And I thought, well, I'm teaching this bad boy. I better step up. So just for the heck of it, I wanted to practice these principles. And this is actually what this next book of mine is going to be based on. The energy of enthusiasm, excitement, and expectancy. So I said to the group, I'm going to take on that I will create an extra $30,000 of income in the next 90 days. I thought that's 10 grand extra a month. That's not, you know, it's not breaking the bank, but it's also a sizable amount. That was not money that I currently had on the books. It was money that would be coming in. I'm self-employed, so you just got to go out and generate that income, right? So, and I was like a dog with a bone. First thing I did, took up my phone, started a new memo. Unexpected income that comes my way. First thing I did. And then everywhere, enthusiasm, excitement, expectancy. I was looking everywhere. I would find a dime down on down on the sidewalk, and I'd put it in my pocket. I came home one night, and there was a letter from Verizon. Thank you. There was a letter from Verizon, and here I've got my letter from Verizon. It was a $1.42 rebate from Verizon. I wrote down that $1.42. I did. I put everything that I found. Like a week later, we got like a $100 rebate from our insurance company. I put that in there. A few weeks after that, somebody in my family decided they were going to gift us $1,000. Yes, thank you very much. That got in there. I got new contracts. I got new clients. I generated an extra $30,000 in 60 days. 60 days. Isn't that crazy? Why? Because I believed it. I believed I could. I looked everywhere. I had enthusiasm. I had excitement. I had expectancy. So then I said, well, okay, that was awesome. God threw me. This is easy to do. I kind of have the corner office. I understand how to do this. So the next thing I did was like, all right, in the last 30 days, I'll double it. And I failed. See, the other thing that you've got to understand is that your manifestations have to be in the realm of your believability. See, too often people, I teach this in my life design course, you can accomplish more in 3 years than you can in one. People overestimate what they can accomplish in 1 year and underestimate what they can accomplish in three. So you set all of these lofty goals, what I'm going to do in the next year, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and then you fall short, and then what do? What's wrong with me? Why didn't I do that? I should know better. Why do I even try? No. Work in the realm of your believability. Work around the enthusiasm, the excitement, and the expectancy of how God wants to express through and as you, and move forward with that, expecting your good. People ask me, Jackie, how have you built your speaking career? And I'm like, I don't know. I got a gig. I wasn't that bad at it. I got another one. And how I was able to move forward in each of these things, my speaking career and my finance, was absolute energy, enthusiasm, excitement, and expectancy. But too often what happens, you know, your day to day, you get busy, you get chaotic, you feel stressed, you feel overwhelmed. And what happens is this God force energy that wants to come through you and wants to express as you gets narrowed down. And you're taking in life through the garden hose. I know because you're here today, I know that you are here for more than that. You are here to be the absolute profound manifestation that God is. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, if you're here willing to take on these words, approximating the goal and celebrating the process, celebrate everything that you do that's getting you more toward that vision. But secondly, you got to have that vision. Let me ask you today, how does God want to express as you? How does God want to express as you as a friend, as a citizen, as a mother, as a spouse, as a husband? How does God want to express as you today? You got to have that vision. And then what the heck? For the fun of it, write it down. Over the next 3 years, what's going to happen in your life? And then you take that written vision and you live inside of that with enthusiasm, excitement, and expectancy. You bring that energy forth in the world and watch the goodness of money, the goodness of love, the goodness of relationships, the goodness of life itself come into your heart. Let's take these thoughts now into some time of meditation. Now, a moment of reflection, meditation. Let's begin by taking a deep centering breath. Releasing any tension that you might have, any thoughts that might be swirling around in your mind. And just affirm silently to yourself, yet again, I am so blessed. Take a moment now to reflect on the blessings in your life, this community, your relationship with God, your family and friends, and yes, your financial abundance. No matter how that looks today, we are abundant in every way. The more we can open up our hearts in saying, yes, God, yes. Yes to my potential, yes to my skills, yes to my strength, yes to my passions, rather than, yeah, but, or what if. Today we eliminate yeah, but, and what if from our lives, and we move forward I am so grateful. We move forward recognizing that the more we step forward in faith with enthusiasm, excitement, and expectancy, that all of the powers of God and the universe as and through us align for our highest good. All things work together for good. All things work together for good. And we say thank you, God. And we know, because we're here today hearing this message and this music and these thoughts, that there's this way, this place that God is calling you higher. It might be in your career. Perhaps it's in your marriage. Maybe it's in your community. I don't know, but you do know. And if you're not sure, all it takes is a moment of silent reflection for God as you to leap forward in strength and wisdom to show you beyond the shadow of a doubt the answer to this most important question: how does God want to express through and as you? So let's take that question now into some time of silent reflection and meditation.